News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says more snow is in the forecast for the northern half of Missouri through tomorrow. Flurries in the west and up to an inch or two in the east off and on. Road conditions could deteriorate rapidly as crews try to keep up. Bitterly cold conditions are forecast for the weekend with wind chills near minus 30 in the northern part of the state. Far southeastern Missouri remains under an ice storm warning this morning.
Southeast Missouri's Poplar Bluff, Kennett, Dexter, Caruthersville, and Malden are all in the ice storm warning area. The warning took effect at midnight. It goes through 6 this evening. The warning area includes heavily traveled I-55. The boot heel could receive more than one-third of an inch of ice. The National Weather Service in Paducah says ice accumulations will likely cause scattered power outages in far southeast Missouri. Brian Hillsworth, Missouri Net.
You could be voting in 2022 on a proposed constitutional amendment in the state requiring health insurers to cover pre-existing conditions. The proposal is sponsored by GOP House Majority Floor Leader Dean Plocker of DePere, who thinks the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn the Affordable Care Act this year.
If it is, there's one element in the Affordable Care Act I certainly stand on, and that is protecting vulnerable Missourians from facing the hardships that insurance would have if they couldn't be covered because of their pre-existing conditions.
Plocker describes his proposal as a common-sense solution to a problem that all of us will face at some time. In the state Senate, Stephen Roberts of St. Louis presented a bill that condemns the 1852 state Supreme Court decision to deny Dred Scott freedom and eventually resulted in denying all black people any rights to sue in federal court.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 renounces the Missouri Supreme Court decision and affirms that we, as Missourians, will forever affirm that all people are created equal.
That bill has bipartisan support. The Rules Committee heard the bill yesterday. Senator Roberts asked that the bill get to the Senate floor during Black History Month, which is this month. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he fully supports the governor's proposal for a 2% pay raise for state workers. During a House Budget Committee hearing, Ashcroft says the salary increase would begin next January.
We have had difficulty hiring individuals even during a pandemic. We had people that we offered jobs to, they accepted and then said, can we delay 2 weeks because my unemployment is greater than what I would get working for you. It's very difficult for us to serve the people of the state when we can't pay them enough to retain them.
Missouri has one of the lowest paid state workforces in the nation. And the Conservation Department is looking for help in finding the person who shot a bald eagle in southern Washington County in eastern Missouri. That bird was taken to the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis County for surgery, but had to be euthanized on Saturday due to the extent of its injury. The Operation Game Thief phone number is 800-392-1111. That's 800-392-1111, and there is a reward being offered. You're listening to News on Missouri Net.